Is the fire suppression still working? Osman's voice cut in. BB was embedded in both ships and sharing what little status data was coming out of Tartcart. Port Stanley to Kilo 5. I'm standing by. Naomi's checking it out, ma'am. Mal was still in the co-pilot's seat, listening to Naomi thud down the length of the crew bay and slide open a door in the transverse bulkhead. There was an internal cam facing aft, so he could see the open door and caught a glimpse of Naomi feeling her way along the bulkhead, using her glove sensors to pick up hotspots. Phillips was about halfway down the bay, watching. "It's pretty hot behind this panel," Naomi said. "If the suppressant system isn't working, you better seal the bulkhead behind me and I'll use the..." She was cut short by a small explosion. A flash of yellow light overwhelmed the cam. Mal didn't get a chance to move before Vaz sprang back into the crew bay, grabbed Phillips's helmet, and slammed it straight down on his head. A sheet of flame shot out and licked over them before dying away as if something had sucked it back. "Shit, shit, shit!" Phillips was rooted to the spot, armor smoking at the shoulder seals. "Oh, shit!" Vaz had a tight grip on his arm. "You're okay. The suit's sealed. Relax." Mal went aft to check them over. The view from the exterior hull cam showed oddly shaped flames jetting out into space as the oxygen escaped. Naomi, calm as anything, let out a breath. "Hull breach. Something's blown a hole in the repair." "Okay, everybody chill," Mal said. "We're all suited and sealed. The fire's not gonna kill us, and we're almost home. You okay, Naomi?" Mjolnir armor was built to take close detonations. More flame licked out from the ruptured compartment for a few seconds, and the Spartan just stood there letting it curl past her. "Hit the fire suppressant, Dev," she said. "It hasn't kicked in automatically." A mist of nitrite mix clouded the air. It was touch and go whether the fire control system killed the flames first, or the oxygen ran out and stifled them. Osman's voice came over the radio. "How bad is it?" Osman asked. "I've got the cam feed. Everyone okay?" "We're dead in the water, ma'am," Devereaux said. "The fire is suppressed, but we've lost propulsion. We're going to need a hand." Phillips pushed back the top filter on his visor. Mal could now see his eyes, and it was the first time the poor bugger had actually looked terrified. A shipboard fire was pretty scary stuff at the best of times, but everyone knew their armor would almost certainly withstand it for long enough to get the blaze under control, and all they had to do was not panic if the flames passed over them. It was a natural animal reflex to fire that took a lot of training to resist. Phillips hadn't had it. "It's okay, mate," Mal said. There was no shame in being terrified of a blaze in a ship. "You won't cook, and you won't asphyxiate. Trust the suit and underwear washes." "This," Phillips whispered, eyes still wide, "has been the most amazing week of my entire life. Fantastic." Mal knew what he meant. There was nothing like pushing yourself to your absolute limits and maybe a bit beyond. You knew you were alive. But they were still 50 clicks from safety, and ODST armor was rated at 15 minutes in vacuum. Mjolnir's endurance was a lot longer. "UNSC dropship, this is Infinity," said a voice Mal didn't recognize. "Stand by for assistance. We're on our way." Nobody cheered. It was a measure of how tight the team had become that Infinity was almost an interloper. "Mom, are you okay with Infinity picking us up?" Mal asked. "Can't refuse," said Osman. "Check her out while you're there, and be nice to the Admiral." "Hood or Parangoski? There is only one." "Okay." Mal checked his air supply readout. "Dropship to Infinity. Yes, please, and make it snappy. We're on suit air." "We can do snappy," the voice said. "We've got frigates under slung." Devereaux let out a breath, Mal thought she was just pissed off that her repairs hadn't held up after all, but then he caught movement on the external cam and saw what had grabbed her attention. A point of light went from a pinprick to a frigate in seconds. "So that's where our tax dollars went," she said. "Do you think I can sweet-talk them into customizing Tartcart in their workshop?" Chapter 12. One day, we'll look back and realize that the turning point wasn't a bigger, better ship, or bigger, better weapons, but the fact that we acquired Huragok and our enemies lost them. If we lose a ship, we can now replace it with an even better one. If the Sangeli lose one, then there are no Huragok left to manage their shipyards or carry out complex repairs, let alone develop better equipment. Every Sangeli asset we destroy degrades their capability far into the future. Wars turn on the actions of individuals. First the Spartans, now the Huragok. Admiral Margaret Pangosky, Chinkoni, draft of proposed evidence to UEG Security Select Committee. Opposition Camp, Fadam.
"Consider this," Forze said. "It doesn't matter if the rest of the states sit and dither. When the Arbiter's deposed, they'll all creep out of their holes and say they agreed with us all along."
He took the Phantom through clouds of smoke so dense that it seemed more like dusk than morning. Raia remembered that she hadn't called her keep to check that everything was under control and felt ashamed. No matter. Umira was sensible and wouldn't worry. Yet. Raia had shifted her perspective from a ground-level one, the day-to-day life of the keep, to a world seen from an elevated position in every sense of the word. The experiences of the last few days had raised her eyes. She leaned forward a little to get a better view of the terrain as Forze descended over the Vadam coast.
"I had no idea all this was possible. Why are these decisions all made by males? Why don't I have a say in this? Why did I never seek to have one?"
She had power within the keep. The power over bloodlines and control of the estate, a responsibility that determined the fate of generations to come long after she was gone. But that wasn't the same. This was where the next day, the next